Hello, hello, hello. Well, 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 what's all this then? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Mums. Wow, we haven't used that one for a while. Hello, mums. Welcome to another episode of DCE Pirate Radio. We are joined in the studio today by James's friend Rob. Rob does bike things, bicycle, not motorbike. We have a big chat about that. I won't go into any more detail because A, I don't know what I'm talking about, and B, listen to the damn podcast. What else are we doing here? Shout out to our sponsors, McLaren Vale Vintage Bike Hire. All 17 stores now that are stocking Jammu. If you want to know who they are specifically, check out our website or buy it from us. We make more money that way. But either or, just drink Jammu. It's good for you. Element Jiu-Jitsu North, my jiu-jitsu club. If you want to learn jiu-jitsu, come down for a visit and we will choke each other out. So, yeah, we jump into the podcast. We actually do spend quite a bit of time talking about the bicycle thing because why have a guest on and then not talk about what they're excited about? But then about, oh shit, dog's going crazy in the background. We've got our new mics going with the new cords. Everything sounds pretty good. You probably did hear the dogs go crazy in the background, potentially even heard D yell at the dogs in the background. But yeah, to the podcast. Yeah, we spent quite a bit of time talking about the old bicycle things. There's a world record in there, or a record in there. Yeah, listen. Or maybe I should listen. There's a record of some description. It's very exciting stuff. And about 45 minutes in, the nonsense takes over. A bit of a chat about Kimmy K, Kim Kardashian. As you can see by the photo for this, is we have a bit of a chat about Sophie Monk. I can't even quite remember what nonsense I was spraying, but quite a bit of spraying about Sophie Monk and about how we might. Oh, that's it. You listen. You'll find out. We also have a chat about Bigfoot. I talk about Bigfoot and a couple other bits and pieces nonsense. If you're listening to this podcast, it's what, 20 up to 29. You know what to expect. You've done this to yourself. So enjoy.
I'll kiss you on the lips and take you to Italy.
That is a classic.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Anyway, no time for nonsense. Gotta get down to business.
We're gonna get straight to the point. We've got no time for nonsense.
No time for messing around. Straight to the point.
No time for fluffing about. Yeah. Straight to it. Just straight to the point.
Just gonna get on with it.
Better not be honeygiving me, bro.
Don't you look at me in that tone of voice. Auf Wiedersehen! Now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you, from the depths of our twisted imaginations, the DCE Pirate Radio Podcast.
That doesn't make any sense.
The Pirate Radio Podcast, my friend.
You're such an idiot.
You might not need to kiss it anymore, now that we've got the cables that work.
Maybe I'll just kiss it for fun.
I knew there was a reason that you got these pop filters. You know, these are called pop filters.
Is that right?
Yep.
Why are they pop filters?
They stop the noise.
The P's. The three P's.
What are the three P's?
Pop, popping, and crunch.
I thought it was snap, crackle, and pop.
No, that's actually that's rice popples. That's different.
Oh, man. Okay, well, it's Sunday, and not surprisingly, we're hungover. But we've got someone here with us today, so...
He's also hungover.
Oh, excellent. Yay. We're all hungover together.
I had a good reason. I had a Bucks party.
I had a good reason. We won a game of football.
And I just drank too much gin.
Fair enough. This is Rob, so you can do an imaginary handshake if you like.
Yeah, we did a real practice handshake before.
An actual, dry run. Rob and I worked together up until, when was it, last year somewhere?
So last July, was it?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. So actually, that went quickly.
Mm.
Long story short, yeah, we worked at my current place of employment together. We're not going to talk about that because it's boring. He also likes to ride push bikes, long distances for stupid amounts of time. And he's gotten quite good at it. Well, I'm pretty sure you hold a record now, don't you?
We do. Yeah. Not just me, a few other people as well.
Would you like to tell us, introduce yourselves to us and our listeners?
Hello, everyone. I'm Rob, as James alluded to. I've been riding bikes for about 5 years as a form of fitness and weight loss, effectively.
I forgot about that.
neurosurgeon advised whether to have back surgery or lose some weight being a fat bastard, so I took the easier option of losing weight.
Many people would say surgery is the easier option.
Yeah, that's the...
People go get those lap bands, so I can't... that boggles the mind, that.
And then continue eating to make it, yeah.
Problem solved.
Problem solved, and it explodes, and it all ends in a bit of a mess.
Yeah, well, I didn't realise... I knew you got into riding, but I didn't know that it was actually, like a doctor telling you to lose weight.
Yeah, so really long story short, I had a bulging discs in my lower back, and the neurosurgeon said, well, we can do a discectomy, which is a shave material off the back of your disc.
Yeah,
you don't want that.
No, or you lose weight. So anyway, I lost weight and rode bikes. Riding bikes long distances. A month ago, me and four other guys, we took part in an AUDAX event. So AUDAX is a worldwide organisation for people to ride long distances. And minimum's about 200Ks, goes up to the biggest event, which is the Paris, which is next year, and that's 1200Ks. You have to ride in 90 hours with a shitload of vertical meters.
Can you use a car?
No, unfortunately, okay. No. So you can't. So,
I'm out then. I'm out.
Yeah, that's it.
That was going to be your next question.
And you can't use an e-bike either. So I'm sorry for those people who think e-bikes are cool. Well, maybe they are.
We keep getting asked that because Tyrone and I are obviously running the bike hire business. And so many people are like, have you got e-bikes? It's like, no, you just fucking pedal.
Yeah. It's a bike. Yeah. It's a fixie. It doesn't even have brakes.
They definitely have their place.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's e-bikes. Different story.
It's just like e-cigarettes. It's like, it's kind of a place.
Just smoke.
Yeah.
if you're going to pretend to smoke, just smoke.
Just smoke.
Just smoke and kill yourself properly.
Do it properly or don't do it at all.
Exactly right. Exactly.
Oh, man. This is going to be a fun podcast. Yeah. I can feel it already.
Just slagging everyone off. Anyone
else you would like to
offend? No, smokers.
Any
and
other groups of people you'd like to
No, smokers
to,
generally.
Hey, smokers, fuck you.
Off. No, you're not really, so are you?
I'm shaking my head.
The AUDAX Flesh Opperman 24-hour time trial is its official title. So me and five other guys. Took part in this event, and we rode for 19 hours and knocked off 547Ks.
It was 500 and something.
530Ks was the previous record. That was back in 2003.
Yeah, wow.
Like relay or holding hands?
Proper holding hands. No, we all held hands for 19 hours, which got a bit awkward after a bit.
I want to get on that team.
It was a shitload of planning from a couple of the main guys, and it was ridiculous the amount of planning they did. So from weather patterns to all this sort of stuff. And we rode basically down to Wellington, down the Coorong, across to Tintinara, and basically back again.
Tinty.
And it was just a fucking long day. But it was, we got back into Adelaide at like 6:30 in the morning and celebrated with the Hungry Jacks on West Terrace, which was, there's this guy. So we'd all rolled into town, absolutely smelling like awful. And this guy was like back and forth at the Hungry Jacks. Counter, I think it was in a suit, I think it was from memory. It was back and forth, it was taking back this burger, it wasn't hot enough. It's 6:00 in the morning on a Sunday morning, complaining about Hungry Jack's food. You're in the wrong place, mate.
You've made the wrong establishment.
Anyway,
you said this burger back, I asked for the patty to be medium
rare. Hot enough. It was like, I've seen
too many movies to send food back to chefs. Also, I've met too many chefs. Don't send food back to chefs.
And you're in Hungry Jack's, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't send food back to 13-year-old chefs. It's not going to end well.
It's not going to get any better for you, man. Yeah.
Child labour at
best. Yeah, that's right. So that was, when was that? So last month. And so there's chat now to do the cat of the bag, probably, maybe for some people, but maybe look at the world record next year, which is about 800K. So that'll be...
So roughly double.
Where'd you do your maths?
547, 800. It's near enough.
It's close enough.
It's close enough to double. It's close enough. Minus a bit. Near enough's good enough.
40-35%.
Yeah. It's more. A lot more. Can you pause that for a second? I'm going to move this mic to the middle stand.
Sure.
So I can point it directly at Rob. Is that autism, though?
Oh, I think everything's a bit of everything. But yeah, I think everyone feels a bit uncomfortable making eye contact.
Feels uncomfortable, mate. Okay, yeah, that's because I like, yeah. I don't. Now I'm conscious.
Now you're conscious of what
about,
you're doing.
Now,
yeah,
like, now you're thinking about it. Eye contact can be your best friend or your worst enemy.
Yeah, I know.
Especially with the police.
Yeah,
apparently.
Whoop, whoop. You were with a load of police officers.
I was with that, quite a few policias. Yeah,
policia.
For the right reasons, or
oh, I was at a Bucks party.
So. Yeah. He was at a YMCA.
They were invited. I was a stripper.
Oh man!
Oh. So going for the world record.
Well, but that's the chat. So at the moment, whether it will eventuate or not, we'll find out. But that'll be a bus ride or a train ride out to somewhere and ride.
Back. Flat chat.
Yeah. So the whole point of these all that events is you can't ride the same road in the same direction.
Okay.
So you can't go down to Vic Park, Crit Track, and just ride around in circles for 24 hours.
So you have to
go somewhere.
Go somewhere, yeah. Yeah, or ride in one direction.
I guess that would make a difference because you would have to worry about like the road conditions and traffic hazards, etc.
Yeah,
et cetera.
Wind and all that sort of stuff. So we were on the way down to Tintinara, we were tailwind, we were clocking over at 50 plus k's an hour, and when you're rolling turns between a group, it makes it really easy.
Yeah.
So we get down right to the end of the course, and we're like an hour and a half ahead of schedule. So like,
yeah.
So, but then we got to realise you've got a headwind on the way back. So
yeah.
Which makes having a really good team around you makes it really easy because you can just roll turns on the way back. So
it's surprising how much difference that actually makes. Like, you know, the whole like geese fly in a V type thing. Like the person at the front, like you take it in turns, and it is actually considerably easier when you aren't that person.
No, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, then you take it in turns and you've got all your mates sort of, you know, pushing you from behind.
Yeah, it's great. Cause
and then you get on the bike.
Lycra.
You can't set me up for these things.
That's where your eye contact comes in.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
So it was, it makes a difference through the night as well. So you can, you know, guys who are like really hanging their ass out to try and get some sleep or try and keep awake, and you can just kind of pull more turns at the front. And
yeah.
So it's pretty, we had a really good group. So, and hand on heart, say we didn't have any shit from each other. It was just kind of just a lot of encouragement. And, you know, it's surprising how quick the night goes when you're riding through the night and you're cold and all you'd want to do is eat and constantly eat. And every server is your 24-hour server is your friend.
Yeah.
Pulling his tail and bend. Server at like 11 o'clock in the morning, it's like a friggin' oasis. It's like sandwiches and shit coffee that tasted like unicorn.
Yeah.
It was pretty
good. Yeah. Oh, the Tintinara Roadhouse do a really good steak sandwich.
Do they?
Just FYI, if you're over there again.
It's good to know.
Steak sandwich with the lot. It's got pineapple, bacon, egg, everything.
Wow. You should do a steak sandwich map.
Oh, there's an idea.
Yeah.
We'll get the camera.
Straight in the dream journal.
We've got enough stupid ideas, but that's... Wait there.
I'd like to film a few videos of us going about eating food, just so I can eat food.
On video?
Yeah. Like epic cheat meal type things, like kind of like The Rock does.
But I don't think that's
the food eating challenges. We were having ramen on in town last night, and there's a ramen record. You can eat 6 ramens in a row, and ramens are huge, hey?
Oh, wow.
So, I could do 2 or 3. I'd struggle with 6.
Fuck.
And you only win $100.
Oh.
So, excuse me, enough for lap band surgery, just by the way.
Yeah. It's conveniently.
Well, that's like the... Have you seen it, Cream, at Brighton Jetty Road? They've got a food challenge.
Attack, my mate David, who was on the OP event, was the only guy to do that.
Oh, really?
And did it in like 4 or 6 seconds to spare. It was brutal to watch.
Yeah.
Sweating.
Yeah, Trent would be good at those. Trent,
I did the Snit House one, and I passed it, but it took me 45 minutes to eat. I think it's 1 kilo of schnitzel.
Shit load of schnitzel, isn't it?
And you got the chips, and you've got a pint, but like a proper
stein.
It's like one of those ones. That's like, later. Yeah, you got to do all that in 45 minutes. So like, I think I did it in 44.45. Like I scraped it in. But you see, some guys have done it in 4 minutes.
That's nuts. Isn't
four?
It?
Yeah, 4 minutes.
How?
I don't know. I think they've got both ends going at once. That's insane.
See, I've never... That's one of those things, especially, it might surprise you because I'm a bigger boy, doesn't interest me in the slight... Like, I've got an appetite when I'm hungry, I can eat, but I still... Like, I'd go for, like, lunch with my old housemate and stuff sometimes at his nonna's, and, like, he'd just keep eating. And I don't know where he put it all. I'm like, how do you eat that much food? And he's a skinny fucker.
Yeah.
So go figure.
Funny. Well, I watch YouTube videos of competitive eating.
Yeah.
And it's
surprising. Some of those guys are nuts, aren't they?
Well, it's surprising how often it's an Asian woman. Like, there's just some people that can take it. It's either a giant dude or a really skinny lady or sometimes a skinny guy. It's never just like an average guy. They're either super fat or super skinny.
Yeah, right.
Funny.
Have you seen Matt Stoney's one?
I've watched some of them with you before, but I lose interest fairly quickly.
Yeah. He's weird. Like, I think he won world records for it, but he's, I don't know, 50 kilos, 60 kilos. And
trying to get rid of that, though, must be an absolute...
Oh, it would have to be an effort. Yeah. That's the video I want to see.
What?
The next day.
You want to see that?
I want to see...
The damage.
I need to know.
The damage.
The damage.
For science.
For science.
Research purposes.
What is it that Step Brothers... Today we put white out on a bee. It died.
But now we know.
We're doing scientific experiments. Oh, so how long... When did you start writing? Did you say that? What year? How many years it's been?
It was about 2012, I reckon I started writing.
So six.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah.
Just for anyone at home that's just like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to go out and do an endurance event. Like, how long did you have to train... Like, did you train for it, or was your is your normal bike ride? Like, I know you ride a lot, so what was the training period?
The main training I had to do for the Oppie was overnight. I'd never ridden overnight before, so it was like, you know, working out what that feels like. You know, lack of sleep, nutrition on the bike. So I only actually did one overnight training ride with a couple of the guys who were in the team. Pissed it down for the best part of 5 hours, so that was probably better training than anything. You're just trying to burn more energy, trying to keep your body warm.
Yeah.
So that was about 280k worth of training overnight. But the rest of it's just because I've done a lot of endurance training before and a lot of base miles and base training before. It's, you know, wasn't anything specific. The longest ride I didn't have complete before that was another Audax event, so that was 360k's
in 24 hours.
No,
again?
That was 13 hours.
Okay,
so that was the longest event solo.
Yeah,
did it with a mate, but no, for intents and purposes, you ride by
yourself. Yeah,
so the distance really wasn't a huge issue because you're riding with more people. So it's more of a making sure you've got enough nutrition on board, enough carbs. And that was the biggest thing to consider, really, is keeping that the carbs up, really, and carrying enough food and planning.
So what were you eating?
That was going to be my question. Yeah. I want to know.
Well, the route was planned around...
Chips and sugar?
Well, the route was planned around 24-hour servos, effectively.
Yeah. Okay, so because you can't carry that much with you, I suppose.
I carried gel, like sports gel, and lollies, and like Alan's lollies. So you just basically work out how many carbs you need in an hour and then just kind of work out from there. So what did we eat? Everything from electrolytes to lots of potato chips and sandwiches, and avoided stuff that was in Bain-Marie's and pies and passes. Never know how long they've been there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, last thing you want to do is add
food poisoning to
the problem.
Add to the pleasure.
Add to the pain. So it was Mars bars and lollies, basically. And
sweet. Maybe I will get into distance.
I was thinking the same thing.
But you also, it's not the day, it's like the 2 days afterwards. It was like you're just constantly hungry.
Yeah.
So you wake in the middle of the night, get up, big bowl of cereal or toast or lolly, whatever. So it's carried. That's the biggest thing I found with endurance events is planning the nutrition around it.
Yeah.
And lots of different people have lots of different ways, and some people hate.
Always an expert.
Yeah.
So some people can't stomach
gels. Did you have like a nutritionist opinion? Or
no, you don't ask a nutritionist. They'll tell you things.
No, yeah. my partner has been to a nutritionist for her endurance event. She's a very good endurance runner and has done endurance events before.
Yeah.
So she went and got some advice for her event. So I pinched that.
Yeah.
So from a carb
perspective. But that's for girls.
Yeah, but the carbs intake is about the same. So
I'm just being facetious.
I was about to take that and run with it. I stole my thunder.
One of us was going to.
Yeah.
I had a question and then I got sidetracked being a dick.
Beating up on the ladies.
Yeah. What was it? Can't remember. Over to you.
I got a question.
Yeah.
James, what was your question?
Oh, no, that's what I was going to say. It's the same. I imagine it's the same. Like, if you have a particularly big training session or, like, I know today, like, after a game of footy, the following day is usually when you're hungrier. So if you did something for 19 hours, I imagine, it's going to take a little while for your body to bounce back.
Yeah.
Well, there.
I've
never seen him be this polite.
The amount of calories you look at when you look at, if you guys, strawberries or.
So
you look at, because it runs off your heart rate or like this, it tells you approximately how many calories you burn. So it is quite an astronomical event.
Yeah.
When I've done like other endurance events, like in running, those just a lot more bigger numbers because your heart's working a lot harder for a lot longer period. So
it is a very interesting. I love that. That's what I've now started to enjoy running because I got a Garmin like tracker with a heart rate monitor on it. So all of a sudden now, because before, like running is boring, like especially for me with my particular brand of personality deformity. I just get bored. It just bores the shit out of me. But now I time everything.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden it's like, okay,
now I'm in a race.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now I'm in a race. Yeah. Like the and it's against yourself. So like every time you the boardwalk at Seacliff is one of my favorites. Yeah. So I've trekked out like a 6K route, and I started at the first time I did it, it took me 1 hour and 5 minutes or something.
Oh, that's shit.
And now I'm down to about 44 minutes or something.
Oh, that's a little bit better.
He's in a car.
No, it's 6Ks, but it's like stairs.
Cool, man.
It's a lot of stairs.
I could probably do that in 20 minutes right now, I reckon.
Okay, let's go.
Yep.
Pause the podcast. Let's go to Seacliff right now.
All right.
Told you.
Oh, that was so easy, guys.
You guys are animals, my God.
told you it would work.
Got that so quick. I'm a little bit short of breath. It took me 15 minutes.
You're fucking.
Yeah. I actually flew there in my jet plane.
Yeah, on a magic fucking carpet.
So do you feel stupid now about bragging about your Brighton?
No, you look stupid. you're outmanned.
Definitely a challenge you boys need to take up.
You're outmanned and outgunned.
Oh.
But it makes it heaps more interesting. Yeah. And it's funny how you watch the estimated calories on stuff. So sometimes you do something that you think is going to be fairly physically demanding, and it's like, oh, you burnt 200 calories. You're like, fuck. And then all of a sudden you'll do, like, the boardwalk, I can get up to, like, 600, depending on how fast I do it and what my heart's doing.
Yeah.
I think the most was, like, 606 or 650 calories burnt for, like, 45, 50 minutes work. So it just makes sense. That's why everyone goes, if you want to lose weight, you do high-intensity interval training, which is effectively what the boardwalk is.
It's funny when you go the other way with it as well, like when you start measuring the calories you're taking in. Because I've never been a calorie counter because it's too much effort. It's not, again, it's not the way my brain's wired. But I was working with a nutritionist last year, so I was tracking everything I ate.
Interesting to see what goes in.
Oh, it's just, again, same type of thing. There's some things that are super calorie dense that you just wouldn't associate with it.
Steak? Was it? You said that you can see why. I just remember you one day saying, like, I understand why people eat chicken. Because it's such a calorie-dense meat.
I don't remember saying that. But I do remember that like meat has a lot of calories. And like, there's a reason people eat meat. And that's a different kind of...
Peanut butter will get you. Yeah.
Peanut butter will get you. The biggest thing I noticed as well was serving size stuff as well. Yeah. Like, I got super conscious of my serving sizes of stuff.
It's amazing when you're not looking at it.
Yeah.
And how many more calories you actually take in, you actually probably don't need if you're not doing like exercise and stuff. Yeah. So, portion control is huge,
Because I've always put food into two categories, good food and bad food. And my general approach is, as long as I eat
good food. I can eat it because the amount of training I do, I can eat as much good food as I want, and I usually still lose weight.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm not drinking.
Yeah,
drinking is my calories.
It's a killer.
But I like it so much.
Yeah.
Like I train like a professional athlete,
but I drink like a week.
Like a professional alcoholic.
Yeah. So they kind of cancel each other out. So,
yep.
Have five hangovers a week, but you know, I train like a motherfucker.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'll just have this. Train like a beast. I'll just have these salad and this pure potato with nothing in it today, and then 17 beers.
Which is not even that many.
Well, it was funny last night because we were playing beer pong. And I was the unofficial, well, I'm the unofficial official champion of beer pong. And they were talking about one of my mates. He doesn't have Facebook, so I'm pretty sure he's not going to listen to this podcast anyway. But he was saying in beer pong, there's two kinds of people. There's tanks and there's snipers. So the tank you can't take out. They're indestructible, but they're not necessarily a good shot.
Yeah.
Snipers are lightweight, but keeps getting them in.
Yeah.
We were both tanks. So 8 games later, undefeated, but feeling a little bit worse for it. You take a couple of shots in battle.
Yeah.
You've copped a couple anti-tank missiles.
But then that was it. Like, I woke up this morning and, like, apart from, like, a little bit of a headache, bit of a stuffy nose, and, like, certainly mentally feeling drained.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't feel that bad. I'm like, so I was playing drinking games all night and then shotting tequila and partying. And I'm like, I should feel a lot worse.
Yeah. But I woke up this morning and I was just like, but I'm blaming it on my yet to be diagnosed chest infection.
Yeah. Well, I've been telling my wife that I'm coming down with something for 4 weeks. She hates it.
Yeah, you've been telling me as well.
I'm sick. Because I can tell when I'm probably 90%. Not 90% healthy. Like, I can just feel that there's something not quite right. I've got a little bit of a cough. Like, my sinus is a little bit congested. But obviously, my body fights it off pretty well. And then I run myself to the ground on the weekend.
And that sort of stuff. Yeah. And when you stop, everything will just fall out of you.
Yeah. Well, I did this heart rate test the other day. Because I got into trying to measure my heart rate every day to measure overtraining.
Yeah.
And I'm just not disciplined enough to remember. It's not hard. I just forget.
No, it's just forget.
But I found this quick test you can do where essentially you lay down for 10 minutes and just do nothing and you measure your heart rate and then you get up, stand up and you measure your heart rate after 15 seconds, a minute and a half, and then after 2 minutes. And if you're fit and your body's not compromised, your heart rate shouldn't really change much. Whereas if your heart rate increases by 10 or more beats a minute, at the final reading, you're overtrained.
Okay.
So I did it the other day, and I was like 20 beats per minute up. It was just from standing up. I'm like, my body's obviously worn down from all kinds of things.
Yeah, poor old body.
Poor choices, both positive and negative choices. Yeah. Both going to training and then drinking.
Compounding. Really sick of this sinusy business.
I want to get back to what I did at the start of the year, was essentially like... Same thing I say with diets. I'm like, I don't like the word diet because it means that there's an end date to it.
Yeah.
So
if you just eat well constantly, I think that's a much better approach for a lot of people rather than just, I'm going to do a 12-week diet.
Don't get me started.
It's a good kickstarter for people, I think.
For some people.
For some people. I mean, it's where I started. Yeah. But it's 12 weeks, kickstarter, and away you go. But I think people have the be-all and end-all approach to it. You know, 12 weeks, I can lose 10 kilos and...
You used to work with some people like that. I still do.
Do you? No comment.
I played the fifth.
That's the thing. They don't have that consistent approach to it. So, but they just want to do it quickly. And I think that's a lot of a generational thing as well.
Well, not even generational. I just think that...
The quickest amount of time with the least amount of input.
Well, it does. Like, and I get it a fair bit. Like, I get people, especially because of DCE, people seem to think I have some idea of what I'm talking about. Not true.
Not slightly.
Not even a little bit.
Don't listen to a word we say. Don't. But do listen to our advice and buy our things.
Buy Jammu. Buy Jammu. Subliminal messaging. Buy Jammu. Buy Jammu.
Me na nyet nya.
Just play it backwards. It's like the Beatle records. Play it backwards.
Play it backwards.
It makes more sense if you play it backwards.
People are like, you've dropped all this weight. Like, what are you, like, asking me the ins and outs of what I'm doing? I'm like, I exercise a lot and I eat like I'm consciously eating less at the moment. Basically, actually, when I lost the weight, it was when I was getting ready for the fight with Lambos, and I was actually eating more.
Yeah, you need a reason, and you need knowledge. They're the two most important things.
Yeah. But yeah, then you talk to people, and they're on these like weird baby-tiered drop, like... One of the guys from work, who, like, bigger dude, probably, like, tall as well, so, like, 6'1", 6'2", probably, I don't know, 110, 120, like, and all in his belly, pretty much. Yeah. Like, he dropped a heap of weight. He dropped, like, 30 kilos, but I kept saying, he was like, oh, you know, like, he had to put 4 drops of this fucking serum with every thing that he ate, and he couldn't...
Oh, I've heard it's like an appetite suppressant.
Oh, I never asked.
I used to use this appetite suppression, it's called discipline.
Yeah. But I kept saying to him,
can you
like,
buy that?
Yeah.
You can buy that, right?
You can't buy that from the store.
Can someone else make me do it? Yeah, but I just said to him, I'm like, that's great, man. Like, you're losing weight, but like, you're going to put it back on. Lo and behold, I hadn't really spoken to him for a while. I bumped into him a couple of weeks ago at work, and he's put all his weight back on.
It's a weird one,
too. Stopped using unicorn tears. He stopped using,
like, I call it baby tears.
Well, could you wish him the best? It's like, it's one of those things. It's like, I really hope, like, I don't want to be right. I really hope this works for you.
Yeah.
I just don't like your attitude.
No. Yeah.
Because I have heaps of people ask me, for the same type of deal, they ask me for advice. And to be honest, most of the time, it's one of those things. The same thing happens when I'm coaching people. Like, you can tell people are asking you because they know the answer to their own question.
Yeah.
They want to ask you, and there's no intention whatsoever of them implementing any of it.
Yeah.
But if anyone does ask me, the first thing I say is, like, you drink water and coffee now. And alcohol, if you want to drink alcohol. Like, you know, we all need our vices. Yeah, but I'm like, okay, you don't drink soft drink. Mm. You don't drink juice. Mm. Like, that. It's something that doesn't happen anymore. So if you do it every once in a while, it's a treat. Oh my God, I did it. It's not even a treat. It's not even a thing that you do anymore. It's just like, that was a weird thing that I did. I'll go, once you've implemented that, once you've cut out calories from liquid that you don't need, okay, then come talk to me again. I'll tell you something else you don't do anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And eventually you're going to get to the point where you have a healthy diet. Like, eventually you get to the point where you don't eat anything that comes in a packet.
Yeah.
And obviously that's not going to happen. You know, I eat things out of packets, you know.
I ate a quarter pounder.
Yeah. But it's not my food. That's something happened and I did that.
That is literally one of those, like, oh, that was not weird, but it's not. It's not common.
Yeah, it's not a reward for not eating. It's I'm drunk enough. Like, you can't live your life like a monk unless you're a monk. But I can't live my life like a monk.
Nah.
You know, if sometimes
what about Sophie Monk?
I reckon I could out Sophie Monk.
But then you'd be living your life like a monk.
Oh. So do you think? Wait, who do you think would be a better Sophie Monk, me or Sophie Monk?
Probably Sophie Monk.
Wrong.
She's got lovely eyes.
Does she?
I don't know. She was on one of those TV shows a while ago.
Yeah.
I think. Wasn't she? The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
She was the Bachelorette, I think, wasn't she?
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah. But then I saw on some crap show that she pulled out because she didn't like it or didn't like the attention. But how does that work for her? I don't know. Don't understand.
I'll tell you why I pulled out.
exclusive.
Oh, I already, the photo of this podcast is going to be Sophie Monk.
Yeah.
She superimpose our faces into a photo with Sophie Monk. Monk.
Yeah,
in that group she was in.
Oh yeah, there'll be heaps of like stock images. Yeah, okay, yeah, brilliant.
Well, done.
I'll figure out how to You're do welcome. Things. Make sure we get a photo this time.
Yeah,
because we always forget. We always do this.
You don't need one. You've got to use Sophie Monk's images off
the internet, yeah, and then we'll
super... No, a photo of us.
Yeah, but we'll use Photoshop.
Yeah.
Matt's been practicing.
Photoshop is difficult. I assume, like, because I pretty much every program I've ever picked up...
my Microsoft Paint these days, so it's like, clip, paste, that's it.
Yeah, I've got that problem too. I just assumed it would be easier than it is.
He was like, oh, I'm going to download Photoshop and I'll work out how to use it, rah, 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 and I'd watch the girls at work.
You use Photoshop these days.
I watched the marketing girls at work do something that I thought was simple the other day, and there was lots of clicking. I didn't really understand what was happening.
Apparently, it's based on layers, like an ogre.
Onions?
No,
ogres are like onions.
Photoshop's like ogres. Have layers.
They make you cry? They live in a swamp? Oh, I could watch the Shrek right now.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while. There's movies like that. And
The Lion King.
I was
thinking about that today. I was like,
Lion King will make me cry.
We saw A Quiet Place last night.
I've heard very good things.
It's very good things. Things not what to take The Quiet Place to. Your children. So,
yeah.
It's like So it's pretty jumpy. I mean,
so to the theatre.
Yeah.
So I thought you meant like in the real quiet place.
Don't take your children to quiet places.
Yeah, don't.
Okay.
That applies to you.
I am an adult-sized child.
It's a really good movie, but it made me jump quite a lot. But yeah, really
good.
Were
you spooked?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of white knuckle moments.
Oh.
Yeah, good watch though.
I heard a kid gets jacked.
Jacked?
Like, meow.
Yeah.
Like chopped up.
Like,
no, you just see it just very rapidly disappear.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
I don't like horror movies.
Spoiler alert, so these...
Spoiler alert, it's a horror movie.
So these animals react to loud noises, apparently. Well, they do.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's make-believe.
Make-believe.
It's not real, Robbie.
Yeah, you're not saying anything I didn't gather from the trailer.
Okay. So people haven't seen it. This guy, this kid, has a toy spaceship that that makes sound. And so his family take it off in the shop. And his sister gives it back to him. And then
deliberately. She was trying to take him out.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's probably what it is. Yeah, didn't like the younger brother.
She's put a hit on her brother.
Now who's the cutest?
Yeah.
Me. Bam.
Boom. You dead. You dead, son.
And they're proceeding to put the batteries in this spaceship. And next thing you know, you see this...
kid's jacked.
This animal, like, take out this kid.
Oh, excellent.
Very rapidly.
Let's go watch it. Can we get a complete...
We're going to see it. It's a great movie.
Can we go get a completely legal copy of it from the internet?
It's probably not out yet. It's only recent.
I'd love back to the movies, you tight ass.
Yeah, mate.
Oh, I want to go see Super Troopers before I go see anything else.
Now, listen, meow.
Listen here, meow. There's a couple good... There's good movies coming out.
I...
Well, no, there's not. Movies are shit. I immediately about-face and changed my... changed my stance.
I have not been to the movies for ages. Whereas my brother in England, he'll go like once a week by himself.
Yeah.
He I don't know. I think it's weird. He thinks it's normal, whatever. He's lost another fucking like 8 kilos or something.
Yeah, what's he down to now? I always try and pay attention, but they don't use the metric system over there.
Yeah, stone is really confusing. Yeah.
Like, they just measure a stone?
Yeah.
Like,
a small stone. I've lost a small stone this month.
Oh, we can just, like, King Willy's been dead for 300 years. Let's get rid of his stupid measurement system.
Jump to kilos.
I don't care how big his foot was. I don't care. It's all very confusing to me. Shout out to Fat 20. Follow him on Instagram and do things.
He's creeping closer to 2,000 followers.
Oh.
He's moving.
Let's get him to 2,000 followers by the end of this podcast. That is not streamed live.
So
come back next week. Check in.
He's 20 stone, 9.3 pounds now, and he's lost one stone this month.
So it's 14 pounds to a stone.
I thought there was 7.
No,
there's
14.
Sorry, there's 7 kilos to a stone.
How many stone
calculations are happening?
How many stone has he lost?
4.5 stone down so far.
That's a fair effort.
Where's on his bio thing? It was like spent. His bio is basically I've spent the last 20 years of my life fat. So
it's 30 kilos, basically.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a shitload of weight to lose.
Yeah,
I'm looking for. He's doing this. It's a challenge.
Something about Bali. I don't quite understand.
The Bali challenge. Whoever, like, it's a competition, and if you win, they send you to Bali.
Surely he's going to win just from his arseless chaps.
Yeah, he's actually been, like, really.
So he's lost 30 kilos in 12? No, not 12 weeks, surely.
Yes. No, it's since a 12 the start week of the challenge. Year? Yeah, it's a 12 week challenge. So.
Well, it can't be since the start
of the year. I think
it's a bit longer.
It's been 15 weeks, I'm pretty sure.
That's a weird 12-week challenge.
Yeah, no, it's like because he's just going to keep going with it now.
But he's already won the challenge.
I don't know. Do you know what? Fat 20. Shout out to you. Tell us what the fuck's going on with your challenge.
We support you wholeheartedly, but we have no fucking idea what you're doing.
A 15-week, 12-week challenge in April, which is 16 weeks.
Last year.
Send us a message in big writing, small words, explaining what's going on.
You look. Photoshops himself into like photos of things. It's great. He's very, very into like
That video was the best. You know, we should play the video.
Pause this for a second.
No, let's play it while we're on here.
All right, wait there.
Yeah, they can listen to the music in the background. And we can get flagged.
Streaming content. Where did he send it to? Did he send it to DCE?
Scratch that idea. James doesn't know how to do it.
Did he send it to DCE?
Go, you know what? Go check out Fat 20 and watch his video. It's the one where he's got assless chaps. Trust me.
Check your personal folder, James. I've been there.
It's what you want to go.
Check my personal folder.
You know how long it's going to take him to go through his photos and find the right assless chaps photo he's got in there?
Oh, weird. Yeah,
so the whole nutrition thing is that people got the whole portion control and discipline, and you know, it's routine for a lot of people.
Yeah,
I mean, you guys know what you're doing, so it's well, James doesn't. James doesn't. But it just becomes ingrained. I think that's where I started as well. It's like measure everything.
Yeah,
for a period of time, it just becomes natural for people, and they
just to learn. Like you don't even have to do it forever. Just so you get an idea about things.
And it just becomes second nature for people. And no, you can't just do it on diet. Go walking. Just do whatever works for you, really.
I go dark on people pretty much, but I have a lot of sympathy. Like, it sounds like I'm more of an asshole than I am, and that's what I like to portray. Yeah. But like, with the advertising and the misinformation, like, I do feel sorry for people. Yeah. Like, partially, like they're doing the right thing. You know what I mean? They think people are going to tell them the truth. Yeah. People are going to tell them what's best for them, and you got to get off your ass and learn yourself. Because people are going to lie to you. They want your money, and they want you to. They don't care about you being healthy.
You don't need pills and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. And quick fixes. This just doesn't happen. You need to put in the time and the effort and make some sacrifices for yourself and change your thinking really around it.
When you go to a shopping center, 70% of the food in there I can't eat. Like, yeah. I won't eat. No. Like, it's junk. Like, it's not food.
Yeah. Rubbish.
It's rubbish. And then even the meats and everything in there, you know, they're not the best. You know, putting fillers in there and glue and who knows what.
Yeah, glue's good for you, man.
Carbon dioxide in there, so it looks redder.
Really boggles my mind. That's like, remember when we were there that day and the guy was saying that they have to rotate the meats in those cabinets because the light changes the color of the meat.
Yeah, reacts with the chemicals they put in there.
Well, no, it ages. It makes it go brown, and people won't buy meat that's brown. Because there must be something wrong with it. Even though that's just what naturally happens to meat when it gets oxygen and it's dead. Like, I looked for the video. I can't find it. I'm giving up.
It's funny. Oh, you found it. You've been doing that the whole time. That's not it. That's a different one.
This is your product collection. This is interesting.
No, my brother is the one dressed as a policeman.
Policemen normally have their ass covered.
Not this one.
He's ready to party.
How old is your brother?
37-ish. How old are you, Lee? He's 7 years older than me, so he's probably 38.
I'm 38.
Close enough.
I don't know why he sounds like a woman from Monty Python, but that's what... you live
that's
in...
not a horse, you're just banging two coconut shells together.
You live in England, that's the voice you get. If you didn't want that voice, don't live in England.
I don't know what video you were talking about then.
Yeah, he's got assless chaps in another one. I think he's got Owl Nation's Soul.
Oh, is that the song? Sail.
Sail. So I'm close. That's pretty good for me.
Close enough's good enough. Near enough's good enough.
You got any ideas, or do you want me to go to the vault?
Go to the vault. Matt has a little, he has ideas and things that he thinks. Have you got anything?
Specifically around...
Anything. That's the beauty of this podcast. We talk about whatever anything. The fuck we want.
What should we talk about? Talk about going... you don't like running on road. Have you tried trail running?
No.
So
is that worse or better for your knees?
It's better.
Ankles?
It's
I feel like it'll be worse for your knees.
It's so much better. Strap them up. If you're like me, you roll your ankles quite a lot.
Yeah.
Go and see a podiatrist. Get your ankles strapped up properly, and then go run on trails. We've got shitloads of them in Adelaide. And the good thing about trail running is that you don't have to worry about time splits because you can stop and you can walk, and there's a lot more gradient. So go run around Cleland and everywhere, Bel Air.
I like doing Mount Lofty.
Yeah.
I hate Mount Lofty.
Yeah.
It's just the wrong combination of fitness for me.
Mount Lofty speaks very highly of you.
Oh. I like hill sprints.
Yeah, that's Mount Lofty.
Nah, that's a mountain.
What's Was it you and I that were arguing? Was it you and I that were arguing about what the difference between a mountain and a hill were the other day?
Yeah, like a mountain's a big brother of a hill. And hills,
just a bigger hill.
I just
hills
remember,
have grass on them.
I just remember opening my phone up the other day and having like, what makes a mountain a like? I must have been arguing
it
with someone.
It must be vertical meter thing.
I can't remember the answer.
I got something from the vault that ties in with what we were talking about before.
Okay.
About eating meat.
Yeah.
Vegans.
Yeah. What about it?
The impact on the environment of processed foods.
Yeah.
So like a lot of vegans and vegetarians and whatnot that I know eat shit. Like fat vegans.
Yeah.
Like they eat trash.
Yeah.
And this is not disparaging either. Well, apart from the fact that they're saying a lot of vegans don't eat like shit and they need to sort out their diet. It's just a thing I was thinking about the other day. It never dawned on me that to make the food, it impacts the environment.
Yeah.
And if someone was talking about the impact on the environment of processed foods, like to make the plastic container, to make it in the...
Yeah.
And I was generally, I'm like, I wonder what... I'm sure they've done studies. I could have just Googled it, but I'd rather wonder. I wonder what, if anyone's
don't
ever...
Research,
like,
just wonder about it.
I've done the hard facts.
That's it. I
just want someone to do it for me.
I want someone to tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
I wonder what the impact on the environment of eating a shit vegetarian diet is versus eating a healthy meat environment. So like eating meat and vegetables healthily in small quantities versus eating to excess chips, chocolate, like all, I don't know. I'm assuming they're vegan. Like eating
chocolate isn't it?
You get vegan chocolate. Stuff.
You can get vegan chocolate, but chocolate is not vegan.
You get what I'm saying though. Like is that secondary input of like making it? And because you hear all these things about like animals dying when they get the wheat harvested. Like the harvesters, like apparently kill all kinds of animals,
mice and ferrets and shit.
Deer apparently.
The way it's farmed, deer. Where it's farmed,
yeah,
and it all comes down to obviously, but when you look, it's where you also shop as well. Like the big major supermarkets these days package everything in plastic.
Yeah,
I was having this conversation with my kids the other day. So we now shop at a different supermarket mainly because they don't package everything in plastic. And
yeah,
you know,
they put avocados in plastic. Why are you putting an avocado in plastic? It's got plastic. It comes with plastic.
It's like that. There's a meme of, I'm pretty sure it's like peeled oranges or something for sale in a shopping center. And it's like in a packaging. Shit, and it's like, if only this food had some sort of natural protective layer around it so that we didn't need to package it. It's like, ooh.
I see,
buy cube potato.
Yeah.
Are you that lazy, really?
Yeah. Just cut the fucking potato up, man.
Well, that'd be a good one for like the solution. It's like when I see that, I just picture like someone up in like a hunting rest, and like someone walks up to go and get the peeled orange, and they just out of their misery.
Boom.
Unfortunately, done. Sorry.
Oh yeah, but see, this is where we go down the rabbit hole. Because now all of a sudden it's Matt and James's fucking.
Rant on everyone.
Well, oh, dictators wait. Like...
Me being the king would be great as long as you're me.
or me. So many times. Carly, she's like, oh, you want to watch Bachelor in Paradise? I'm like, no. She's like, why? No. It's really funny. I'm like, no, it's not. It's fucking horrible. So, like, she goes, but why? Why don't you like it? I'm like, you will not like the person I become if I watch this show. She's like, why? I'm like, because I just think everyone should be dead.
If I'm not in it, I'm not interested.
Yeah, it's the what is? There's another one. It's like
I think it's the one about porn.
Yeah, it's like no people's photos and sex.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm not in them, I'm not. I don't
care. Looking at people's watching people's videos. If they're not naked and I'm not in it, I'm not interested. I reckon that's an Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Probably.
They got some good ones.
Oh, but yeah, it does. I'm just like. Yeah, it was on the other day, and they just pissed me off. Same people, I bet you they would
Can't
buy...
Dreadful. Dreadful.
They'd buy cubed potatoes, I bet you.
I wonder if they've got... Like, I imagine they do. They've got psychologists on their staff. Because the way... You watch one of those shows, because I'll...
They're all broken.
Yeah, but you watch it, like, it's got to be deliberate. That like, the way they craft the episodes, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians and stuff like that, they're either learnt it by trial and error, or they've actually got psychologists in
before
to...
Before you turn the telly on, just terrible. Yeah.
When I was at speaking of the Kardashians, when I was at Rundle Mall last week.
You met the Kardashians?
No.
They love Jamu.
These girls walked
Prove
past.
Me wrong.
Where?
Kimmy K?
Yeah.
What's the name?
Kimmy K. I don't know. One of them's pregnant. She's not using Jammu at the moment because she's pregnant. Oh, something to do with some basketball player that cheated on her.
Lamar Odin? He's the one that died. No, well, I think one of them...
Tristan, I think. Because I didn't understand what was going on.
I think one of them...
All these memes...
Boyfriends like, cheated.
Yeah, no, but all these memes kept coming up like... you know, like, hope everyone has a good day, except Tristan or whatever his name was. I'm like, who the fuck's Tristan? Like, is this like a trending...
Hey, leave him alone. His name's bloody Tristan, all right? Hasn't he been through enough?
That might not even be his name. I don't really care.
That was going to be my name.
Tristan.
That was the name my dad wanted to call me.
So, you know what? John, if you're listening, thank you for not calling... No, well, actually...
You would have had a field day.
Mum, thank you for not letting Dad get his way. Because I wouldn't be best friends with a Tristan.
Oh, you might.
Nah, Tristan also wouldn't have a wife.
Oh.
He'd have a husband.
That's an ancient Irish name of power.
Not anymore, it's not. Not sweetie. Anymore.
Bruce. Jeff.
Anyway, I forget where
I'm taking you off track, haven't I?
Yeah. Anyway, I end up just thinking everyone should.
I do have those moments quite often, though, especially at work. When someone springs something up and I'm just blank-faced, I'm like, I honestly have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. I don't...
Or why you're talking.
Yeah. The news, keeping up, like, I don't pay attention to any of that stuff because it's just depressing and it's nonsense. Like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I got in trouble the other day.
Go on.
Yeah, really.
It was like, you know, I was flicking through an Instagram story. And this person, I don't actually know her. It must have been the DCE story. Like, I was flicking through, and she'd put, like a picture of a bedroom door, and, like, the worst bit about Uber Eats is you have to get up to let them in. And I remember, like, because I see anything about Uber Eats, I think of you.
Remind me about Uber, because we came up with a competitor.
Oh, okay.
But you continue your story.
It immediately made me think of you because you use Uber Eats more than anyone I know.
Yeah.
And I'm the opposite. I actively don't use it.
And they won't buy... You know what Uber Eats? Mm-hmm. They don't come to your bloody door anymore.
Really?
I get so many of them. They stand at the gate.
Uber Eats, isn't it?
Yeah, no, they stand at my front gate and they want me to come outside.
He was on the phone to one the other day. He's like, oh, do you want to come out and get the food? And Matt's like, no, it's delivery, isn't it? You deliver it to me.
To my door? I don't come to you.
Well, he's like, you wanted me to come outside and like just grab it out of the car so we go on to his next job.
You throw it over the fence.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm assuming that Uber don't pay you very much and I have some sympathy with a large company taking advantage of people, but it's a delivery service that I pay for.
So, like my food delivery.
Yeah. Either quit.
Yeah. Or bring me my damn food to my door.
Might have been one of the most entitled things I've ever said, but bring my goddamn Uber Eats to my goddamn door.
Anyway.
So another reason you should be king.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, people would bring me my food. Feed it to me.
Enable
Peel this orange and put it in plastic.
And then sell it at an increased price. No, and I just wrote, like, something like, lol, leave a key under the mat or something. Like, fairly innocent comment. Immediate response, that's probably not very wise with all the sexual assaults going on in Adelaide at the moment. And I was like...
Well, so, A, like, stop writing on the DCE page.
Yeah. So, well, sometimes I just like to go and have a look.
And look what happened. People are fucking.
We got
weird,
one
though.
Less follower now.
Is there an increase in sexual assault
apparently
in Adelaide?
It's been all over the news.
Well, there was one person doing it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's a statistical increase across the board, does it? Like, just because they highlight a particular instance on the news, is that how statistics work?
Ask 7, they're a really good outlet for news. Ask them.
62% of all statistics are made up anyway.
They are. I thought it was 64.
It's actually 70.
0.2.
71.
You do your research.
Oh, it's like, oh, yeah.
Descend
reports
into madness.
Reports. I can't say anything more at the moment because I'm employed by them. So I will refrain.
Tune in next week, though.
Maybe not next week, but. Anyway.
Speaking of Instagram.
No, Uber.
Uber. We came up with a competitor.
Okay, who's we?
Me and whoever I was talking to drunk the other night.
Last night?
Faceless man from my memory. Because I legitimately don't remember
who he was.
Booba. Same as Uber, but hot strippers.
Ah. Oh.
Because that was
okay, so it's for a stripper to come and strip?
No.
Or it's delivered by a stripper?
No. It's like our solution to automated cars. Because like there's... Because there's, do you know there's an actual, there's a foundation, I think it's got a stupid name too, it's like the human drivers against robot drivers or something like that.
No. I'm going to investigate.
It's an official, because within the next 10 to 20 years, like driving jobs are going to be obsolete because automated cars are going to do it. So this.
Yeah, but they said we'd have hoverboards by now, we don't have them either.
Yeah, but we do have driverless cars.
Yeah, but they just kill people though.
Less than most drivers in my area. I would,
that's a fair point.
If honestly, most Uber drivers, if it rocked up and it was a computer, I would feel safer.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Most times I get into a taxi. So anyway, pretty much most times I get in a car with anyone. Yeah.
Interesting events with
Uber. I can't drivers. Find it.
But yeah, there is an organization with some kind of funny name that everyone just immediately laughs off. But essentially, that they are. You know, the cab drivers, the truckies, people that earn their living off driving. Yeah. Like, that's not going to be a job in the next 10 years. And they're obviously very concerned about that.
Yeah.
As I would imagine, that would have a big impact on society if... Because I think it's like 20 or 30%. Pulled that figure out of my ass. But like, there's a surprisingly large amount of people that drive for a living.
Yeah.
Like, percentage-wise. If you add all the jobs together, percentage-wise. So that was our solution. Boober.
So how does Boober work?
Exactly the same way as Uber, except for you're not wearing a top.
So is this like in Bali when you get Gojek and you put whether you're like a male or female masseuse?
No, you don't get to choose.
So whatever, dude.
Hey, if I leave it with just strippers, I'm going to run out of staff real quick. We started with a catchy name, and we'll flesh the rest of the details out later.
Who needs details? It's a name.
We'll flesh the rest of that out later.
I'm in business with him.
Yeah.
You're a legend. Good luck.
Thank you.
I have an ideas, man. I need other people. I'm the king. I just need other people.
I'm the king.
I just give you the idea and everyone else can work it out.
Oh, man.
Speaking of, let's bring them both together. I'm gelling it. Instagram and boobies.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
I looked at Dan Bilzerian's Instagram page the other day.
Yeah.
Besides the fact, like, he's got a fuckload of followers.
Yeah.
It was funny because, like, I clicked on his page for whatever reason.
For no reason in particular.
Not the reason you were thinking. Like, I legitimately wasn't.
I wanted to look at guns.
I was doing, I want to see guns and cars. But it was funny because I looked through a couple of his things and then I started, like, you know, when you get an idea and you start researching. Like the photos of him and the photo, like him doing stuff, would get about 500,000 views and likes and follows or whatever.
Yeah,
which sounds like a lot. And then he posts a picture of a half naked girl, and it'd get 13 million views.
Look at we were talking about the Kardashians earlier. The conversation last night. Turn to Kardashians. Look at their Instagram page or Kim Kardashian's Instagram page. It is. Ridiculous. She's like 110 million followers.
Yeah.
And like, the difference between her...
110 million followers.
There you go.
And she's following 122 people.
One of them's DCE.
A photo of her in, to herself in, doing makeup with like 2 million viewers.
And yeah.
She posts a picture with less clothes on. It's like, goes...
1.5 mil for this is just her with ice cream.
3.5 million views for like... It's like
her and Kanye kissing. 3 million.
These are people influencing...
The young minds and the old minds these days.
It's crazy.
Is a worry. That's 2.2 million.
That's Kim in a bikini.
Just sit next to a
Photoshop to old fuck.
Yeah, that's not real.
Do you know she pays her own paparazzi? So like,
I would believe that.
Most of her, allegedly, because I don't really know what I'm talking about, but most of the photos that are released of her are by her paid photographers. Yeah. That they take the photos, then that, like I said,
so they make her look good, basically.
It's like an agreement they have is that they get access to her. I'm sure she pays them, and then they Photoshop the photos they release because obviously that's Photoshopped all fuck.
Yeah. But Kanye looks like a chocolate brown.
Well, she looks like a fucking elf. Look at that. She looks like she could be in Lord of the Rings. She'd give her some pointy ears. That face looks like an elf, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not great.
Oh, that's not a normal looking face.
But it is. Just demonstrates what. People can do and the amount of followers people have and the difference.
We're too stupid to Photoshop our photos, as proven by the fact that I don't know how to use Photoshop. So when you see these guns, it's pure 100%.
It's all real, baby.
Grade A beef.
It's 100% Australian beef.
Straight from the butcher.
Where's the shop that you're shopping at now?
Is
it a food lane?
Yeah, good.
Everyone shop local. Everyone I ever meet. Yeah.
It's more expensive.
Not that much. I've had this argument with someone the other day. They're like, yes, it is. You don't understand. I was like, it's not that much more fucking expensive. Like, what are you buying that's that drastic? Like,
Cheetos. Got my Cheeto fingers.
I don't eat that shit.
Yeah.
Fresh produce, it's all pretty much the same.
I do a lot of my shopping at central markets. Yeah. Like, well, I admit it, I go to Woolworths when I need meat stuff, but I try and get my meat from the butchers.
Or not around the corner from home. It's like, great convenience. But
I'm lucky I've got a food lane down the road. It's my closest shopping.
I would prefer, but I'm also a lazy, lazy man that does not put any effort into anything I believe in.
That would be awesome. So yeah, Foodland, if you're listening, get on
Foodland.
Foodland delivery.
That's part of the Jamboree trajectory.
They do actually.
I did a few delivery ones and that I had some bad experiences. So you're like, you do your weekly shopping.
The delivery man tried to sleep with his wife.
So I sleep with me.
Oh.
That was a good experience. Then I had a bad experience. No, you order your stuff online.
My wife said I'm not allowed to order it through there anymore.
And wrong site, obviously.
I don't order things for fun. I have my recipes that I'm going to cook for the week, and I order that food. Every single time, there was like one or two things that they're like, oh, we're out of. Because you can tick a box, if you're out of this, get something. And there was like two or three times, I tried about four or five times. Every time, they either forgot something or there's something they didn't deliver. So I had to go to the fucking shops and get an ingredient, which defeats the point of you delivering it to my house.
He hates leaving the house. I'm surprised you've obviously because you were hungover this morning and so was I, but you've pepped right back up. Because when I messaged you and said, do you want to go out for dinner? I was expecting you to just not talk to me because he's rung me this morning. He's on his way from Port Elliot to here. He's like, oh, can you go to JB Hi-Fi and buy the cables for the microphones? I'm like, no. And he's like,
yeah, he's been very difficult.
And he's
about
like, why? Why not? I'm like, because podcasts are your thing. It's your problem. I'm hungover. I'm in bed. I don't care. Leave me alone. And he's like, well, I'm hungover too. And I'm dry. And I'm just like,
we've got an impartial person. Why don't we have my side of it? Okay. My side of the story. 3 days before. Earlier.
Damn. Previously on Sons of Anarchy.
I'm big on, I hate cleaning up other people's messes. Like, I like to have a job from start to finish. Or, if someone else has a go, it's your fucking problem. So when we identified that I had rightly fucked up how this podcast is working and we needed to get a cord, old mate said, I'll get one from Uncle Gary and we'll test it with that.
Uncle Gary.
That fell through. So then in my mind,
James has still got to come.
James is responsible for the cord. And he just didn't do it.
Your podcasts are your thing.
They are. And I gave, you and you took over. Ago, you not, you not we've got over. Video evidence.
Video evidence of what?
The podcast. What? We just don't have the... It's like no moving pictures. It's almost like an audio.
It's almost like an audio with a still image over it.
Which I haven't figured out how to do yet.
I really... When we build the thing out here, I reckon we put one... Like we make it a green... We make a green screen.
And do it outside?
Yeah. Close it in. Insulate it.
Well, I'm cool with that. Make it a man cave. Let's park on the road. Baby. I don't care about my car.
Yeah.
Oh, did I tell you the Mr. Dominic's stroke of genius?
Dominic, no.
So, you know, when you're in Bali in those foreign countries, they've got stupid stickers. You know those ones you're like, why would anyone buy that sticker? So he bought a Matt is Gay sticker.
I'm putting it on a...
He came around my house the other day and he's outside near my car. And I'm like, what are you doing with my car? Like, what are you doing, man? Like, you don't come to someone's house and immediately walk outside and go to their car. And he comes up with this stupid excuse. He's like, oh, my mate's got the same car and he reversed into something and I want to see what the damage is. I'm like, okay psycho.
Okay,
didn't think anything of it. And yeah, he stuck this Matt is Gay sticker on the back of my car. Which I think is funny. Yeah. So this is 2 weeks ago. I'm not taking it off. I'm like, I don't care. Keep it on there. What do I care? I'm comfortable. You know what? Wish I was gay. Would solve a lot of problems. would have made life a lot easier in today's day and age. Probably a little bit less comfortable in the old boys school I went to, but post high school things would have been a lot easier. So I've left it on there. And when I was driving a JB Hi-Fi before.
Good memory, then.
Yeah, we can. Oh, it's 2018. Know, people do what they want, man.
Split our business.
And pleasure.
But yeah, so someone was, but also I get paranoid. So I was driving a JB Hi-Fi and someone's got their camera out and they're taking photos and filming the back of my car. And I'm like...
At JB Hi-Fi?
Oh no, as I'm driving there. So I'm
so
like,
I slam my brakes on.
I'm like, it's a bloody CIA. I'm like, they're after me again. immediately gone, aliens or the CIA. Someone's out to get me.
Can you imagine if the police just kicked down your door now and raided
this
place?
That would suck. That's not a happy thought.
That's not great Sunday afternoon for anyone, is it? Really?
I'll give you a quick answer to that question. I constantly imagine things like that happening. It's just that's a little bit too reality based.
Real, yeah.
Like if you'd said aliens came down and beamed in and tried to get me, maybe Bigfoot.
Have you got your fucking tinfoil hat handy?
As a kid, I used to think Bigfoot would be outside my window. Not menacingly, just out there looking at me.
Just watching me.
I thought he was a bit of a perv.
Watching me from a distance.
I'm like, well, I'm not going to open that blind because Bigfoot might be there.
Oh, man. Welcome to our podcast.
Awesome, thanks.
Watch out for Bigfoot. What would you do if Bigfoot was on the other side of that door right now?
What, menacingly or?
Or just not delivering food.
Well, no, because he'd be out the front. Yeah, they don't come to the door anymore.
No, that's right, yeah.
Chewbacca,
well, works. Yeah, what would you do if you're out camping? Let's make it a little bit more realistic, because I like to give you real situations.
Real life situations?
We're out,
not make-believe ones.
Not make-believe ones. We're out camping.
Yep.
Open your swag.
Yeah.
It's daylight. We'll make it a little bit less menacing. First thing in the morning, it's 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, so the sun's shining.
Birds singing. Lovely. You got it. You're with me.
You're in there.
I'm here. I'm wait there. I'll close my eyes.
You can put your pants back on, though. That's scary enough.
So you get out of your swag.
Yep.
You get out.
Mm-hmm.
Bigfoot's bloody sitting there having a durry.
I just like, hey,
just
man.
Doing something like super cash.
I would just be like, hey man, want a beer?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Like Bigfoot has a real like soft voice.
Come on, man.
Like Maoris. They have very like soft voices. And they're very scary.
Yeah.
Like, they're always like giant dudes, and then they're like super nice and super sweet, and you're just like,
this is confusing.
It's not what I was expecting. Yeah. Bigfoot's like that. That's why Bigfoot can only be found in New Zealand.
What? I thought he was in the Alps.
No, he's in New Zealand.
Alps.
Pretty sure it's the Alps. 2-on-1.
Of New Zealand.
No, the Swiss Alps. Of. Switzerland.
The Swiss Alps.
Switzerland
of
or Sweden? Switzerland, surely.
Well, if they're called the Swiss Alps, I don't know.
Switzerland and Sweden are generally two different places.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was just trying to work out which Alps he was from.
It's just Europe.
Isn't Bigfoot in like North America?
All right, let's find Bigfoot.
Bigfoot's North America. Yeti is in the Himalayas. Bunyip, I think, is Australia. It's all the same names for the same things.
I've written "Where is Big" into Google. Where is Big Shaq from? Where is Big Ben?
Quick maths.
Where is Big Little Lies set? Where is Big?
How is Bigfoot not the first answer? What have you been searching, mate?
Where is Bigfoot in GTA? Where is Bigfoot Monster Truck? Bigfoot is a radio station in America. That doesn't help me.
So Bigfoot.
It's America.
Yep. Have you ever watched those final
North
Bigfoot
American
shows?
Folklore.
They're my favorite. Yeah, like, brilliant. Speaking of shit TV, they're some of my favorite. I might have told this story on the podcast before, but there's one where they were recreating this guy's Bigfoot sighting. And what happened is he was driving down the road, and then out the corner of his eye, he just caught a quick glance of Bigfoot standing by the tree.
As you do.
And so there's big, you know, big 20-minute, like the whole show's based around this. They're building it up. They're going back and forth to the final recreation. And what they do is he drives down the same road and his wife stands by the tree where Bigfoot was allegedly. And you see him drive past at like 60 k's an hour. He's like, zoom. And then they interview him again afterwards. He's like, yeah, no, definitely. That definitely confirms it. It must have been Bigfoot because I saw her when I looked out the... Am I... What? How is this a show? This sounds like something I would say. This doesn't make any goddamn
Netflix
sense.
Netflix have got a few of those at the moment. I was watching some Outlaw. Outlaw motorbike series that they had on there the other day.
Netflix,
and it's just like, oh, how is this TV? Like, And you can tell that it's made for like advert TV because every 10 minutes or so,
there's a weird pause and it goes fade to black.
Well, it like changes scene and then it's like, it
like reintros.
It recaps for 45 seconds what it's just been going through the whole time. And it's like, for fuck's sake. Like, come on, Netflix, get your shit together. Like, we don't have adverts. Either Netflix, maybe Netflix are getting ready to
put they buy a lot of shows.
Yeah, I guess.
So
yeah.
It would have been made for something else and they've just bought it.
Because
their content's their thing. Like, all those ones, like, they're struggling for content because there's a war. Like, the TV's dead and streaming services is a new frontier. So you've got to get the content.
Yeah. I really wish The Lion King was on Netflix.
It is. No, we got Stan.
Do you?
Yeah, but The Lion King wouldn't be on Netflix because Disney bought Fox and they have one of the other alternative ones, so all Disney stuff is being taken off of Netflix.
Ah.
So like all Marvel movies, everything's all getting taken off. Yeah. As I understand it.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
What's Disney got?
I don't know. It's whatever the one Fox owns. I was going to say Amazon, but that doesn't make sense because I imagine that Amazon own Amazon. But if it was me, again, this is the world I live in. If I was creating my own streaming service, I would call it something that I don't own. Like, I'd call it like Google Streaming and have nothing to do with Google. Probably get sued. But how funny would that be? Just fucking with people. It's like, it's not Google. That's Matt's.
You then explain the internet like Zuckerberg did in his, was that?
Oh, that the Senate hearing. That was great.
Oh my God. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I watched some highlight
explains
videos.
Explains
the internet.
Oh my God.
There's like, but then it's, what a waste. Does that not highlight how much of a waste of time and effort it is? Like this, again, I don't follow the news. We've discussed that. But what I can piece together from watching a few clips is they're trying to do some kind of inquiry into the privacy settings. Yeah.
Because it was all that the release of private information to, was it Cambridge, yada yada.
Like, and like these things happen. Like I used to do some information security stuff, so like I'm paranoid about it. So like I keep, if I do look at any new stuff, I find that interesting. But these are experts that are supposed to be investigating a problem, and they don't understand how the internet works. And like there's something, because some of those questions were ridiculous.
It's like, you can see Mark Hipper going,
how the hell do I answer this?
How basic do I need to be?
Yeah. Well, I was one in particular. I'm like, that's crazy. When they're asking him, like, not saying that you would, but could you access the data? And it's like, well, yeah, I run the company. Like, yes, I can access the database that I pay for and maintain in my...
I can access everything.
What are you talking about? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, what a stupid question. Yeah. And, like, you could tell the guy was thinking he was being smart. He's like, I'll outsmart him.
I want to catch you out.
I'll catch him out in it. And it's like, you're a fucking idiot, man. Like, you shouldn't be in charge of anything. Mm. Like, oh, madness. Madness. I like the one where they were, the ones that are making fun of him too, though. There was one I saw, it's him having a drink of water. And the caption was just, like, it was a video of Mark Zuckerberg having a drink of water.
Human robot. Yeah.
And the AI army begins to take over. What's the latest?
What they can think for themselves.
Oh, because he was looking awkward. But again, he's a computer programmer.
He's a computer nerd.
They're all weird and awkward in my experience.
Yeah. They made a movie about it. Yeah.
What movie?
The Social Network.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. About how he started it. Because he was basically a nerd in
He was trying to get girls, school. Wasn't he?
Yeah, no, he was trying... Yeah, he made a rating system. Apparently, one of the
twins, from Harvard, asked him... Well, so the story goes, if you've seen the movie, the movie to you, but...
No, I was... one of the co-chief executives, or someone fairly high up in Facebook stepped down... last week or the week before, whether they were pushed or whether they
jumped.
But he basically just said that he was essentially mortified about what it had become. Like, it got bigger.
I have heard third hand about the article you're referring to.
Yeah.
We're contributing to the confusing and misinformation, but I've definitely heard the same thing. Because it's crazy how much power these companies have.
I think Zuckerberg's all right.
Yeah?
I don't think he's evil.
Oh, problem solved.
I don't think he's evil.
I think
corporate... Well, he operates a platform that everyone uses. Not everyone. 99% of the world uses.
Yeah.
On a 110 billion uses of the site a day.
Yeah.
Which
is a fair amount.
I watched this very interesting documentary that was talking about corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, save yourself an hour. They're breaking down psychopaths and like essentially how psychopaths are people that operate without emotion, compassion or an inability to put themselves in someone else's shoes. So it's all about them. And they're essentially saying is the way that companies are structured is a company is a psychopath. To perform well in a company, regardless of the company, psychopathic behavior is encouraged. Like, there's no moral consequences for doing the wrong thing. And obviously different companies have different cultures, but in a very cutthroat environment, they're saying it's inevitable that as a company gets bigger, the culture of that company becomes very psychopathic and then rewards that bad behavior.
Yeah.
And then eventually you have people running these giant companies that are operating without moral, what people would generally consider.
It just flows downhill. Yeah. I mean, you get people who operate the business at a certain level and, like we all know, shit flows downhill. And,
I plead the fifth.
It all ends up in...
The fifth? Turned into a Chappelle sketch. But yeah, essentially they were saying it's almost inevitable. And like, I'm sure you catch yourself doing things at work sometimes. Like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, not necessarily even evil things or bad things. Just like... There's policies in place that...
Make no sense. Yeah. Make no sense.
I plead the fifth.
The fifth.
we could be here all day.
Yeah.
Pleading the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
So I've got, like, it's unsurprising to me that things like Facebook and Google and Twitter and these things that have these large... They have to be large just to manage the amount of, like, money that's coming in, etc., that they would inevitably
and the service
become
they provide
shit.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, it's just unmanageable to have that many people. And things go to shit.
That's why we're staying small.
I keep control over everything until I'm given the first opportunity to give it up to someone else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give me a couple sweet mil.
DC Pirate Radio presented by Coca-Cola. Cool, refreshing taste of Coca-Cola.
Oh, sugar-free.
Sugar's now good for you.
Sugar-free. Stevia. Stevia, baby. But I was laughing that meme I sent Matt.
Let's call him a meme.
A mem.
A meme.
A mem-mem. Mem-mem. I sent it to him the other day. It's got the dude, like the crazy dude, in front of the whiteboard with all like the bits of string everywhere. And it's like...
Oh, from Always Sunny.
Yeah, or like trying to explain to your friends why it's a good idea to all buy into a big block of land and start a commune or something. Yeah. I'm just like, so relevant.
Mm. Oh, definitely got to do that.
Start a
commune.
Yeah. I just want a big block of land and I want to hang out with my friends and family. So it seems natural that we would just all buy. I'll be the king, but we'll all buy a big block of land.
There.
Yeah. I just say that as a fine print.
Yeah.
Well, it always ends with one dude banging everyone's wife. Every cult in history either ends in death or one dude banging everyone's wife.
I don't want you to bang my wife.
Bang your marriage.
Yeah.
Zing.
Oh,
zing.
Lovely.
He's you know what? I could live.
Welcome to the cult.
Yeah, welcome to the cult.
Just don't get married.
Yeah. What? Seriously though, kids.
I'm gonna be back to the vault. You guys, I feel like I've got one more in the vault.
Alright.
I got one more because I've got half a beer and one more.
I've finished my beer just quietly.
Oh. Would you like to go get a beer?
Well, I can't. I'm trapped.
Oh, you're trapped. Well, I'll tell you one of my last thought I had the other day.
My last thought. I had it a few days ago.
My last day, that's it. No more thoughts.
No ever. More thoughts after this. I've done my thoughts. I'm done.
I think I'm
done. I got a little tracker I do every day. I'm like, yep, that's my thought. And this one's from 3 days ago, so I'm out today. Watch action movies. And you get this idea in your head that like because actors are pretty soft. Like, they're artistic people.
How so? What about The Rock? What about Arnold Schwarzenegger? What about Danny DeVito?
All soft. Big old liberal soft cocks.
Sylvester Stallone can still do the splits.
That's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That him too.
Yeah. No, but you have to... Well, again, I'll finish my thought, and then you're able to respond.
Allow me to retort.
Yeah, you have this thought, especially with action heroes, that they're absolute badasses. It's but like, you know, the reason I dedicate all this time to training is because I watched Kickboxer as a kid. Like the like you get these views of these action stars, and like you portray onto them the characters they play, and you assume that they're all like tough.
Yeah.
And I watched this, like, obviously with the more social media and everything going, like, so I watched, it was the event, I'll tell you what, I was watching the Avengers trailer, and it wasn't a trailer, it was like a behind the scenes, like talking to the actors, and it was the juxtaposition, big word, that's, I got a list for that too, I have to use one big word a day, of one of the actors, let's not pick on anyone in particular, one of the actors, it was showing like this super hardcore superhero scene where they're like being all tough and saving the day and doing all this stuff. And then it cut to the actor talking about it. Big old soft cop. Just a theatre person. Exactly what you'd imagine of a theatre person. Just,
I imagine you as a theatre person.
Well, it's because I'm formerly trained at Juilliard. I think that's a ballet school. No, but it was just so jarring to me. Again, you know, and a thought just comes in your head and you never considered it before. I'm like, these people aren't necessarily tough.
like actors.
He might be shooting laser
beams
at
him. They betray the people.
Yeah, but it's all an act. They might be an absolute softie. It just never occurred to me before. Like you put him on a pedestal and be like, oh, you know, that's cool. Like, I'd like to be that guy. I like that. That's very good. Then you hear him talking, I don't want to be that guy anymore.
I feel like that, though, is, do you get the same when you've watched a series, for example, like a TV series with specific actors? And that, like, that Scrubs is the best one for me. Like, Dr. Cox in Scrubs. Have you watched Scrubs?
I know of Scrubs. Haven't seen it.
You think he's actually a doctor?
He's not a real doctor.
Can he fix my sink?
recurring joke.
That's called a callback.
Rob won't understand. No, but he's always like, he is this person for seven seasons, right?
That's the grumpy one that's kind of funny.
Yeah, the funny grumpy one that... But I saw him in a movie the other day. What was it?
Office Space.
Oh, it was on Netflix. It was...
Office Space.
Was it?
He's in Office Space.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. Nah. I wasn't with you.
Anyway, he was on... I wasn't with you and he's not in it.
I wasn't there. He's definitely in Office Space.
But he plays like a completely...
It was Office Space. He was playing an office manager. But he's like a bumbly, like, hey, guy.
No.
Yeah, it's definitely Office Space. Continue.
It's a different movie that I was watching the other night.
Not Office Space. A horror...
No.
just to be clear, it's not Office Space.
No, wait. Fuck you guys. I'll find it.
No, don't do that. That's terrible. It's terrible.
Basically,
listening.
Yeah, he plays like a bad guy, but like a real...
No, in Office Space, he's nice.
But he's not a plumber, though, is he?
No, he's definitely not a plumber. I don't think you've seen Office Space, mate. I think you're making this up.
Oh, it just makes you realise that they're playing a part. Because you see him and you're like, oh, it's Dr. Cox. But no, that's not Dr. Cox.
No, I like you better when you're playing your other part.
Yeah, I like you better in Scrubs. I don't want to watch this show anymore.
Be Scrubs again. Well, I guess that's why people get typecast.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is true. I guess they're acting.
I can look at him. I'm like, James always does this. He gets to a point and he's just like, he just stops talking.
My brain just stops.
He's done. He can't understand why Dr. Cox was doing that. not
Office Space.
But it was Office Space.
Well, have you got any final thoughts? Well, we've got a guest. Have you got any final thoughts?
No, I'm thawed out for the afternoon.
I've done a lot of thinking.
Yeah, done a lot of thinking.
I'm three beers deep. There's nothing productive that's coming from now on. It's all downhill from here. Do you want to sing us out, James? Actually, wait. Can you give me... What happened at footy the other day?
What? Which day?
Like footy yesterday.
We won.
Oh, no, we haven't got enough time for that, guys. Sorry, guys.
Winners.